Reading minds is hard, but the good news is you don't have to. User testing helps you remove the guesswork and build products with greater confidence by including direct customer feedback at each stage of the product development process. This result allows you to quickly build experiences that meet changing customer expectations while minimizing risk and costly rework. With user testing, you have a trusted partner in experience research. We empower UX research, product, and design teams to make higher confidence decisions with human insights. Learn more today at usertesting.com/invisible.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. Cars, house paint, fertilizer. Look around you. Pretty much everything was delivered in a shipping container. There are 20 million shipping containers now in the world, carried by 6,000 container vessels, all moving literal tons of stuff back and forth over the ocean. And it all started in 1956 when a trucker by the name of Malcolm McLean had an amazingly good idea. What if there was a container that could come off a ship full of goods and attach to a truck or a train? No need to move the goods from one container to the next. Goodbye to all the time and labor spent loading and unloading. McLean believed the shipping container could revolutionize the way goods moved around the world.
Malcolm McLean became a very, very wealthy man. By 1982, he was actually one of the 400 richest Americans. Because, of course, the shipping container did revolutionize the way goods move.
That's reporter Nicola Twilley.
New, deeper ports were built for new, deeper ships carrying more products. A cargo vessel in the late 1960s needed a crew of 50. A container ship five times the size needed just 18 people. Meanwhile, on shore, roughly three-quarters of the hundreds of thousands of dock workers who were needed to move goods on and off ships ended up losing their jobs. It only took one guy to operate the crane that lifted these big boxes.
McLean's idea had created an incredibly more efficient global shipping industry. But there was still one major problem.
Actually, there were a lot of problems. Bananas, grapes, cheese.
The shipping container worked well for dry cargo, like paper and cans and plastics. But perishable products were transported the same way they had been for decades, as bulk cargo in the hold of specially designed refrigerated ships.
And in these refrigerated boats, the one giant cargo space could only be kept at one temperature. And the thing is that different products need different temperatures. Bananas need to be at a higher temperature than apples. And apples need to be kept warmer than, say, frozen meat. So most ships were limited to carrying one thing at a time.
United Fruit's fleet of banana boats was perhaps the most famous example of these one-item ships.
The result of sending massive amounts of produce in one ship like this was that when a ship arrived in port, it flooded the area with thousands of pounds of a single commodity. So it was like bananas for days and days and days. And then the next week, bushels and bushels of apples everywhere. The market was flooded, food was wasted.
Plus, while these refrigerated ships were delivering all the produce, the shipping container industry was missing out on a lot of business.
However, by the 1970s, the container industry had started to build refrigerated containers, which, it is my great pleasure to tell you, are referred to within the industry as reefers.
Dude.
I know. And with an entirely straight face. But the reefers they had designed weren't working very well. Food would show up at the destination rotten or moldy, and no one understood why. The container industry had a reefer problem, and they needed help.
My name is Barbara Pratt.
Reefers, meet your master.
I'm the director of reefer services for Maersk Line today.
That's Barbara Pratt, and Maersk is the biggest shipping company in the world. But back in the 1970s, Barbara was just a college kid.
And so this professor at Cornell knocked on my door and said, "Hey, Barbara, would you like to do some research?"
Barbara was about to graduate from Cornell with a degree in physics. She'd been planning to go to grad school. But she agreed to defer for a year or two to work alongside her professor and a team of researchers on a project for General Foods. Their mission was to understand what was going wrong with all these shipments.
Basically, the whole industry was blind to what was happening in transit. They would place 30 to 40,000 pounds worth of produce into a container, put it on a ship, and then see whatever happened at destination.
It was like, now behind door number one, will the pizzas be rotten or underripe?
If only 50% of the produce ended up in good shape, that's what would be consumed and the rest would be thrown in the trash.
Barbara and her team decided the only way to see what was happening to the produce inside the containers was to follow the containers from farm to truck to train to ship.
They'd need a lab, but it would have to be a mobile lab, one that could move with the shipments.
And so, of course, Barbara's research team would build their lab in a shipping container. It's really the only thing that made sense.
Whether it was in the various terminals, in the fields, or even on board the ship, to then connect up to the other refrigerated containers that were moving on the ship to monitor what was going on inside the transit.
And that's how, at 22 years old, Barbara began traveling the world, working and sometimes sleeping in a 40-foot shipping container.
We converted this container to basically a laboratory, a self-sustained laboratory, so that we could repeat our science while we were in transit.
They worked with a company in southern New Jersey that made mobile homes to outfit their shipping container. You know, make it a little cozier.
Then we would have the front section, which had some bunk beds in case we needed to stay overnight.
There was a microwave, a shower, and, of course, a refrigerator. It actually looked pretty cool, with black and white checkered floors and a window. A small, bulletproof window. You know, ports are not known for being super safe. But it was fairly pleasant.
But at the heart of the mobile research lab was the computer.
And what's really funny about it is we had a computer, which was the latest and greatest at the time, but it was about 2 feet square by 3 feet square by about 8 feet tall. And that was basically gave us the computing capability that a laptop has today.
Attached to the lab computer were 150 sensors connected to all the other adjacent containers by long, gray, salt-resistant wires. These wires were sending back all kinds of information about what was happening in the containers. Temperature, humidity levels, airflow, concentrations of different atmospheric gases.
Starting in 1978, Barbara, along with a small research crew, went with the mobile research lab to trail produce from its harvest on the farm to its arrival in their destination ports.
We were in different countries in the Caribbean. We were in Asia. We were on the U.S. West Coast, U.S. East Coast. We were over in Europe.
So remember, Barb was only going to do this for like a year or two?
What happened basically is I got hooked in the industry and I just stayed there.
She kind of got hooked on reefers.
For the next 7 years, Barb traveled back and forth across the globe with the shipping container lab. She got the adventure she wanted, but she didn't have much time for sightseeing.
We ran our tests and we were conducting our research and analyzing data as we could during the days.
When they were on land, out in the fields and orchards, they'd sleep in hotels. But one person would usually stay behind and sleep in the bunk beds in the lab to keep an eye on the computer.
When they were aboard the boat, Barbara would pass the time doing some embroidery.
Safe to say, Barb was the only one embroidering on the cargo ship. She was kind of a rarity, a young 20-something woman on the high seas.
I found out about 15 years later that someone senior in the organization had told the people that were around me when I was working that I had a black belt in karate so that they would know that I could defend myself.
But you didn't have any actual martial arts skills.
No, I did not at all.
But Barb had plenty of other skills.
She and her colleagues were the first to map airflow in a reefer, and the first to figure out how much produce could be stuffed in before air circulation started to suffer.
With frozen, all you really need to do is keep it cold. With produce, what you need to do, or with most of the produce, it's breathing and respiring product. And so what you need to do in order to preserve its shelf life is to slow down the breathing and respiration that's going on.
Based on their findings, the standard ventilation system of a standard reefer unit was completely redesigned. Air used to enter the container from the top. In the improved design, cooler air entered the container from the bottom.
And then the air basically got forced up through the cargo, which then allowed it to remove the heat, which is what the whole focus of the airflow was.
Their research also influenced the ways that growers would dry, prepare, and pack their products to be shipped, all to ensure that fruits and veggies could last 2 weeks on the ocean inside of a refrigerated tin can.
In short, the work that Barbara Pratt and her rotating cast of colleagues did during their 7 years at sea led to a world where Peruvian asparagus can reliably be found in American grocery stores and New Zealand kiwi fruit are readily available on British supermarket shelves.
So you still work in shipping. You've stayed in shipping ever since you got sucked in. What happens nowadays if you want to figure out what's going on inside of a reefer? You don't have to be on the boat, right?
Not necessarily. Today, the reefer units are all run by microprocessors, so we can see the digital recordings of those units internally once they get to their destination.
And these high-tech reefers are so reliable and so finely calibrated that they are now taking business away from air cargo, even for extremely fragile products such as fish and flowers.
And they're basically affordable today, whereas in the past they were not, is because they move via ocean. If they all had to move via air, they would be very expensive for all of us. But we can bring in Italian grapes, we can bring in persimmons, we can bring in other products into this country that are not typically grown here.
Even bananas are shipped in containers now. Chiquita, which is a descendant of United Fruit, recently sold off the last of its banana-only ships. And now Maersk is beginning to experiment with controlled ripening en route, inside the reefer, rather than in special facilities at distribution centers. All hail the reefer, deliverer of perfectly ripe bananas.
The global shipping industry, like it or not, is an undeniable part of modern existence. And of course, it's rife with its own problems. Yes, products are not as fresh after they've been at sea for 2 weeks. And all this refrigeration is really environmentally inefficient. And it's forcing small farmers to compete in the cutthroat global economy. Reefers seem to embody everything the local food movement is fighting. And you'd think that it would be Barb versus the local farmers.
I grew up and actually am still farming the same family farm, and we grow a variety of different products, mostly fruits and vegetables.
Barbara is no stranger to the realities of running a small farm today. But she likes that small farmers can have an opportunity to access a global market. Barb is well aware of the value of eating local, but she defends the importance of just eating more fruits and vegetables.
Yes, it's important to eat local, but in January and February, there are no local fruits and vegetables that we can eat. What has happened over the years is that people are eating more fruits and vegetables in general because they have access to more products and higher quality products year-round.
It's thanks in part to Barb's research that we can eat blueberries or tomatoes whenever we feel like, which Barb argues will make us eat them more. And it's all because of reefer. Oh, that's never not going to be funny to me.
Man, what's the matter with that cat there?
Must be full of reefer.
Full of reefers?
Yeah, man.
You mean that cat's high?
Sailing lightly.
Anytime he takes a notion, then he knows he talks to the reefer man.
99% Invisible was produced this week by Nicola Twilley and Avery Truffleman, with Sam Greenspan, Katie Mingle, and me, Roman Mars. Our new digital director is Kurt Kohlstedt. Nicola has her own excellent podcast about food and the history and science of food. It's called Gastropod. You can get it at gastropod.com. 99% Invisible celebrated our 5-year anniversary this week, which is really hard to believe. Thank you for listening and telling people about the show. That's the only marketing we've ever had, and supporting us so that we could remain independent and growing from year to year. Your dedication to this program has really meant the world to me. We are a project of 91.7 KALW, San Francisco, and produced out of the offices of ArcSign, an architecture and interiors firm in beautiful downtown Oakland, California.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. So you need a business partner just like you, like FedEx, who understands your passion for serving your customers because they have the same commitment towards you. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. What's more, FedEx Ground is faster to more locations than UPS Ground. Trust FedEx for timely deliveries. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx. Whether you're a family vacation traveler, a business tripper, or a long weekend adventurer, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Choice Hotels has over 7,400 locations and 22 brands, including Comfort Hotels, Radisson Hotels, and Cambria Hotels. Get the best value for your money when you book with Choice Hotels. Cambria Hotels features locally inspired hotel bars with specialty cocktails and downtown locations in the center of it all. That's what I like. I like to be within walking distance of all this stuff. Radisson Hotels have flexible workspaces to get the most of your business travel and on-site restaurants. And at Comfort Hotels, you'll enjoy free hot breakfast with fresh waffles, great pools for the entire family, and spacious rooms. With so many hotel brands, Choice Hotels allows you to prioritize what you need. Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Finding work-life balance can be tough, but Squarespace gives you the tools to reach your goals and have time to celebrate. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Use Squarespace to create a website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to time, all in one place. With the new guided design system Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website optimized for every device. Get your website discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. Accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, and in certain countries, give customers the chance to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. I built my own website on Squarespace, RomanMars.com, and the best part about it is I added some dynamic features, and I do not have to tend to it all the time. It just works. Head to Squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to Squarespace.com/invisible to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So my wife and I wanted to take a couple of the kids to see Taylor Swift in concert. We signed in with pre-sale fan codes and logged in on separate devices, each going after a different venue. And then we got bounced out of different venues. And then she managed to get tickets in Minneapolis. So when you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/99. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/99. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/99. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
You can find this show and like the show on Facebook. We're all on Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, and Spotify. And you can download every episode of 99% Invisible at 99pi.org.
Radiotopia.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.